Khatam-e Khawajgan, all of these verses and blessed statements that we've just recited, we request Allah for the reward of these to be conveyed and sent via the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to all of the Khawaja pious sheikhs within the blessed chain of the Naqshbandiya, Mujaddadiya, Fadaliya, Murtaziya order, and empty your heart of all thoughts and focus and pay attention of your heart completely towards Allah. In other words, Allah's greatness, beneficence, all of His attributes, because Allah is He who is complete and greater and beyond all combined attributes and qualities, and He is pure from all and any defects. And He is our Lord, our Creator. And we are mentioning, reciting His name. We are performing His dhikr, His remembrance. And His dhikr of His name, Ismi Dhat, His personal name, that is such a name that He Himself has selected and kept Himself. And Allah revealed this in the Qur'an and in the Ilmul Ghaib, the knowledge of the unseen. In His treasures, Allah has protected it, Allah has sealed it. And from His creatures and creation, whoever Allah willed and selected, Allah gave that person the ability to recite His name, to say His name. Allah is such a beautiful name. Allah likes it so much that Jibreel alayhi salam, on one occasion, he heard Allah's call. Allah said, Labbaik, I am here. So Jibreel alayhi salam, he requested to Allah, he asked Allah, Oh Allah Ta'ala, you have just said, Labbaik, I am here. Who called out to you at this moment in time? So Allah Ta'ala then said that there's such a person, an individual, who has called out to me. So Jibreel alayhi salam requested, Oh Allah, can I see that person? Can I witness that person? Can I see that person? Who is that person? Can I do his ziyarah? So Allah Ta'ala then replied, In such a place, such a village, town, that person is present, you can go and see him. So Jibreel alayhi salam, he went and arrived to that village, that town, and he saw that person who Allah Ta'ala mentioned. He was a person who is in front of an idol, prostrating. And he's calling out to the idol. So Jibreel alayhi salam thought, maybe I've come to the wrong place. So he then requested and said to Allah, Oh Allah, this person, he is prostrating in front of an idol. And he's calling out to the idol. So could it be that I've come to the wrong place? Allah Ta'ala replied, that he is my servant. And he is the person who I replied to and said, Labbaik to. And he said, Oh Allah, but he is calling out to an idol. Allah Ta'ala stated, Yes, he's calling out to the idol for sure. But by mistake, in error, once from his mouth, he said, Allah. Subhanallah. And out of mistake, when he said, Allah, so I like, my name is very beloved to me. And so I then reply to his call, to my name. So Allah Ta'ala then said, And I also want to give him the reward for this. I really liked it that he called out to me, said my name. So I give him, bestow him with the treasure of Iman, faith. So my brothers, this is an example out of mistake, out of error he called out and Allah gave him Iman. But those who sit with love and with attention and focus and with sincerity and with faith, if a person calls out to Allah, then tell me how many mercies Allah Ta'ala will send to that person. How many blessings Allah will send to that person? Think for yourself. So thinking all this, contemplating this, recite and remember the beautiful name of Allah.